want to pray for them. Okay. Miss, I'll wait till you get there. So I want you to do that. The name is Sherelle, Sherelle Watkins. And Florida Hamilton. Her mother and Sister Dolores. Is that right? Okay. All three of those people. Sister Dolores, Florida Hamilton, H-A-M-I-L-T-O-N, and Sherelle, S-H-E-R-R-E-L-L, Watkins. Remember all three of those people. In our prayers on your sheet as we continue to pray without ceasing. The fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Brother Davis, for our devotion for today. Good to see you today. Amen. Good to see you today. All right, let's go ahead and begin verse 25. We're going to try to move on a little bit in John 12. We've been moving kind of slow, but it's sure been good. Amen. But verse 25. See, and we're going to tack on Matthew 6:24. So you can't serve two masters. Amen. You got to give some up. Amen. You got to give some up. Amen. Amen. In relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. Amen. Brother Benjamin, on Sunday, he went to Philippians 1. He talks about, for to me to live is Christ and to die is gain. Amen. In Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. In Romans 6, buried with Christ to arise to walk in newness of life. He said, he that loveth his life, you shall lose it. And he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. That's what we want. We want life eternal. 1 John 2:15, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. And that's the reason why the Bible teaches us to come ye out from among them, be ye separate, said the Lord. Verse 26, if any man serve me, that word me is Jesus. Sometimes you ask the question, well, how do you serve Jesus? See, a lot of people want to serve Jesus, but they don't want to do his will, amen. See, they want to keep his commandments, amen. We talked about that over there in 1 John, the other day, didn't we? When we talked about that concept of being born again over in 1 John. Y'all remember that? 1 John chapter 5. He said, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him, that begotten loveth him also, that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God. When we love God, that's the part I want to say. When we love God and keep his commandments, amen. There's no way that you can say you love God and do not serve Jesus. That is, keep his commandments. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. I want to read that one more time, because see, a lot of people say they love Jesus, but they don't follow him. You know, back in John 10, we talked about that, didn't we? Over there in John 10. You know, when we talked about how we enter in through that door. See, verse 4, and when he pulleth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep do what? Follow him. See, for what? They know his what? For they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow. See, but will flee from him, For they know not the voice of strangers. Underline that. See, for we know not the voice of strangers, because we know who God is, because we love God. See, ain't it kind of funny, brother? Think about this. You got brethren. I'm not talking about denomination. I'm talking about the church, okay? Who say they love God, but they want to practice strange doctrine. I mean, strange doctrine is doctrine that can't be proven in the book. They always want to be argumentative. They always want to question what Jesus says. But still, they say they love God, but still, they say they want to be able to worship God in spirit and in truth. Well, that can't be, because when you love God, you're going to follow God. And you're going to hear his voice, amen, because we're not going to hear something that's strange, amen. Something that's strange is something that can't be found in this book. See, that's why the Bible teaches us to prove all things. Examine yourself on a daily basis to make sure that nothing strange. You remember Nadab and Abihu over in Leviticus chapter 10? Y'all remember them too? See what happened to them because they offer a strange fire unto the Lord. You see what I mean? See, anything strange is not in the will of God. See, and that's what we need to be careful of. Not that we're being dogmatic, not that we're being narrow-minded. A lot of times people say, people in the Church of Christ too narrow-minded. We're too dogmatic. Y'all take the Bible too literal. We take the Bible to be truth, amen. That's the only thing we can do. Because see, if we don't take the Bible to be truth, well, how you gonna know what to follow, when to follow, and how to follow? You can't do it. See, because we want to be able to serve him and follow him. Because when we serve him and follow him, then God gonna what? Honor us. Let me make one more point. Here we go again. See, we talked about abasing and abounding. Here we go again. James 4:7. When you submit, resist, and you draw. See, he's going to humble you and exalt you. Would you not say that when we are exalted because we are humble, because we submit, resist, and draw, that the same analogy that the Father honor us as heirs of God and joint heirs of Jesus Christ? Ain't that the same thing? See, we know that we are children of God when we keep his what? Commandments. See, we know when we are children of God when we serve him. How do you serve him? By submitting, resisting, drawing, to be humble, to be exalted, where he can honor you as a child of God. Don't that make sense? Y'all with me? See, that's the reason why we keep being repetitious, because it's always the same thing. The Bible's always the same thing. It's just repetitious. It's repetitious because he wants us to comply. You can't apply if you don't have the understanding. Go to Ephesians right quick. I want to share one more scripture when we're going to move on. Ephesians. See, I'm trying to make a point here. See, Ephesians chapter 5, he talked about that in verse 17. See, he said, wherefore be ye not unwise. You know the biggest problem with Christianity that people don't understand? Because you understood, you would do. Amen. If you had that mindset, if you weren't conformed but been transformed by the renewing of your mind, you will understand what the will of the Lord is. Amen. See, when you have that understanding, when you have that mindset, when we are like-minded, at that point, we can do. See, people don't do because either they understand or they don't understand. Sometimes people understand, but maybe they have been given a strong delusion to make them believe a lie. Hebrews 10:26 said, if we sin willfully after receiving the knowledge of truth, there remain no more what? See, that is when you mock God. See, James 4:17, to him who knows to do good and do it not, to him is a what? See, when you mock God, or you willfully sin, at that point, understanding can be there. Amen. What a grandpa say. You think he understood? Did you think he understood? Sure he did. But there were things in the way. It's called sin. Amen. That blocked that understanding from being able to give him the transformation that he needed in order for him to understand what the will of the Lord is. See, what do God want you to do? What do God want me to do? Well, he tell you right here. He tell you right here. If any man serve me, let him follow me. Amen. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. See, if any man serve me, him will my Father honor. One more point. How in the world can, look what this verse says here, how in the world can we be with the Father when we contrary to the Father? Y'all heard what I'm saying? Look what he says here. He said, if any man serve me, let him follow me and where I am. Right? How can you be where he am or where he is and then you are not following him? Do you understand what I'm saying? That's the reason why the concept of denominationism is a lie. Amen. It's a lie because it's contrary. See, did y'all get the bulletin yesterday? Wasn't it long? Huh? I mean, you know, I printed out about 7 pages. But see, what it do, it defends truth. It makes the devil to be the father of lies. Am I right? See, and the reason why is because it is a lack of understanding. Now look at verse 27. Now, is my soul troubled? And what should I say? See, Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause came I into this hour. Now that's the human side of Jesus. Amen. Go ahead. Whoa.
I see in that where he has commitment when he said, now is my soul troubled.
Mm-hmm.
I know he's made it a statement, but he's saying, what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. And then he says, but for this call, I came into the world. And I look at that and I see that that's a commitment that mm-hmm. since he is our imitator, mm-hmm. now that we should to imitate him and follow him, we should have the same commitment when it comes to serving him based on all the things that we have learned as servants and Christians when we committed ourselves to being baptized and saying, this is the way we're going to live. I see that same commitment.
Now, think about what he just said. Go back to what he said. See, Jesus knew why he came.
Yeah.
Because he did not say, the hour has come.
Mm-hmm.
Time has come.
Mm-hmm.
See, I know, I understand what thy will is. See, we can know what God's will is. Amen. But sometimes in life and compliance, sometimes we are troubled. Amen. Mm-hmm. And the reason why we are troubled is because the human element, the decisions we have to make. Sometimes to be a Christian, you have to forget your father, your mother, your brother, and sister. And sometimes to do that, it's tough making those decisions. Amen.
That's what we
think. And we become troubled. Mm-hmm. Amen. When the Bible says, come ye out from among them, be ye separate, said the Lord. See, there are certain people that can be your friends. Amen. But sometimes decisions that we have to make sometimes are troubling. But we have to do it. Because the hour has come. And that's the way I see it. Jesus had a commitment. See, Jesus knew why he came because he understood why God the Father sent him. Well, that same Romans 15:4, whatsoever things are written aforetime were for our learning. See, we should have that same attitude. Amen. If Jesus had to learn obedience by the things he suffered, how much more do you and I have to? You see what I mean? Now, I'm not saying being a Christian is not sacrificial. Sometimes you got to make tough sacrifices. Sometimes you have to make decisions. Sometimes you're going to have to decide between spirituality and a job, or spirituality and a family. Amen. Sometimes you may have to withdraw from your own son, daughter. That's not troubling. Amen. But because you know, because you understand. See, Jesus understood why he came. But still, He have a human element there. And the same thing with me and you. See, no pain, no gain. See, everybody want to go to heaven, but they want to go to heaven on their own terms. And it don't work that way. The Bible says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Revelation 2:10 says, be thou faithful unto death. Even if death gets you, still be faithful. Amen. See, that's what he means. See, I listened to the brother priest Sunday, and he was talking about the acts of the apostles and all that the apostle Paul went through for the cause of Christ. You know, see, and all the difficult decisions. Do you not think that that was troubling? Even Jesus, his own people were rejecting him. Don't you think that was troubling? See, rejected him. Same thing in your family, my family. By us being members of the Church of Christ, my own family say, man, y'all belong to some kind of cult. You know why? Because we don't comply with what they do. See? See? Birmingham, don't want to have anything to do with Fowl Park. Why? Because we stand on the word. And these are supposed to be your brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. Am I right? So no pain, no gain. Same way with Jesus. Yeah, he was troubled. But see, he understood. And see, when you know, 1 John 5:13, these things were written that you may know. And when you have that understanding, that will give you that consolation, brother. See, it makes no difference, man. That's what gives you that peace of mind. Amen. Because see, you know that if God be for us, who going to be against you? See, you know we can do all things through Christ. You know my God shall supply, regardless of how troubling it may be. But you got to be able to make the right decisions. Good times, bad times, it makes no difference. You got to be able to make it. But brother, if it's not there, if that frame of mind of being able to be transformed is not there, you're not going to do it. Because see, you're always going to have. See, that's what's going to happen. When you don't totally submit to God, you can't resist the devil. I'm serious. When you don't seek ye first the kingdom of God, if you don't totally submit, and like he said here, if you don't serve me, see, if you don't do these things on a daily basis, it's no way that you can resist the devil. If you can't resist the devil, you can't draw nigh. You know why you can't draw nigh? Because where sin is, you can't pray. You can't worship God in spirit and in truth. Amen. You can't sing. You can't do nothing. Because you can't draw. See, it's to a point. See, if sin is in your life, the word of God has no prevail. Because the seed can't penetrate. Is that right? Am I right? See, it's something blocking that sea. It's called sin. That's the reason why every day, you know, see, you need to just get to yourself in a quiet place, quiet situation, and just examine. Just look at your life. Examine. And be truthful with yourself. Don't jive yourself. See, sometimes we want to jive other folks, but it's bad to jive you. See? You say, man, ain't that bad. And you know you bad. Ain't that right? You know it. Don't do that. Because see, when you do it, when you do those things, see, number one, you can't abound. And when you can't abound, see, Christ's not going to honor you. He's not going to exalt you. See, you can't be a light. See, you can't be a light. You can't be. See, that's the reason why churches are not growing around there. The reason why churches are not growing, because see, the sin's in the camp. See, we allow things to happen. See, it happens because either brothers are weak-kneed, no good leadership. That's anything. It's in a marriage. If you got a marriage and you don't have strong leadership with the man being the head, it ain't going to work. And you may have some paper, but that's all you got. See, and that's what he's saying, hopping out of the home. But anyway, look what he says. Then, verse 28, he said, Father, glorify, I want you to see that, glorify thy name. Now start right there. Underline the word name. Now what do the word name mean? Name means authority, right? See, the only way you're going to be glorified by God's word, authority, right? See, the only way you're going to be glorified is by the book. Am I right? Am I right? So you can't be glorified through something that's strange, right? So you can't be glorified in something that can't be proven by this book, amen? And you're going to sit there and tell me that we're too dogmatic? See, when we allow sin to enter the camp, or when we start allowing sin in our life, number one, we lose glorification. Because what sin is, God is not. See, when we lose glorification, we can't be heirs of God and joined as of Jesus Christ. Then we can't be called children of God. Is that right? You understand what I'm saying? See, Matthew 28, 20, all authority and power is given to who? Jesus. Am I right? Acts 4, 12 said, go back to Acts 4, 12. Look what it says here right quick. Acts 4, 12. See, you got to see that. Okay? Acts 4 and 12. 28, that's right. 28, 18, 19. See, Acts 4 and 12, see what it says here. See, he says here, he said, you know what? Neither is thou salvation, right? In any what? For there is no other what? Under heaven given among men whereby we must be what? See, you can't be saved if not done by the name of what? Same way. See, you can't glorify Jesus Christ if you don't do it by his word. See, you can't come up in here and do what you want to do and worship how you want to do and still receive the glorification because you break the authority of Christ. You with me? See, I was looking at something the other day. And you know what was going on? And I did not figure it out. See, some of your larger churches now, see, you can't go outside God's word. Where they got big memberships. When you get big memberships, you need a lot of money, right? So you need a lot of money, you know, preachers got to be paid well, am I right? So sometimes when you know what you need, sometimes you'll try to go around the book. You with me? See, some of these churches would not say that you're going to be our youth minister. But that's what you are. Amen. Because what they're doing, they're taking money out the treasury to specify a situation that they want to serve. Which you can't do. The reason why I said you can't do it, because Ephesians 4:12, threefold. Say so, beverage for saying, and edify. You're going to edify the young, you're going to edify everybody. Matter of fact, once a person obey the gospel, regardless of how young he may be, he's still your brother and sisters in Christ. There's no separation. Am I right? You can't be no little brother, no big brother. Am I right? We all brothering, am I right? See, you ain't no little sister, you no big sister. Am I right? We are still brothers and sisters in Christ. Am I right? So it's still, you got. It's good for one, it's good for the other. Amen. See, when you cook, you don't cook something for the children and cook. I hope you don't. You cook one meal, right? And everybody eat off of it, am I right? You see what I mean? Because God has no respect of person. So you can't take the book and try to satisfy self in order to get your will done. You with me? See, and that's what scared me when I see that, okay? So look what he says in verse 28. He said, Father, glorify thy name. Y'all understand what I'm saying, right? See, if you don't do it within the name, you lose the glorification. And when you lose the glorification, you are not doing the will of God because you violate authority. Am I right? He says in Matthew 28, 18 through what, 20, am I right? Is that right? Okay, so he said, then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified and will glorify again. And the people, therefore, that stood by and heard it said that it thundered. Others said the angels spake to them. But Jesus answered and said, this voice came not because of me. Good God Almighty. Why did Jesus come? Luke 19:10 to do what? He said, the hour is what? Come, right? See, he said, this didn't happen because of me. This happened because of you. Because what? See, I don't need to be saved. Because no guile was found in my mouth. We need to be saved. You hear me right? See, the church is not for Jesus. The church is for the sinner. Am I right? See, Christ don't need the church. We need the church. Amen. Christ don't need the perfect law of liberty. We need the perfect law of liberty. Amen. See, that's the reason why he said that you should what? Seek. You should set. You should set your affection. You should seek you first. You should submit. And I go on and on. See, that's what we have to do. See, draw, that's another word. See, that's what we have to do. Because, see, it came not because Jesus needed it, but we needed it. Because of what? Sin. Y'all with me? See, another point. If Christ said here, look what he said here. He said, this voice came not because of me, but for your sake. Why should we want to seek what we need someplace else other than through Jesus? Do you hear what I just said? I mean, why would you want to seek it through carnality? Amen? Go to 1 Corinthians 3. See, that's what the problem was over here. Man, we talked about that Sunday, didn't we? Briefly. He said, 1 Corinthians 3:1. He said, and brethren, he said, this sad right here. You know what? This is a sad state. Do you not know he's talking to the church? He's talking to us, ain't he? Christians, amen. He said, brethren, he said, I can't speak to you as unto spiritual, but as unto come, even as unto babes in Christ. See, sometimes we get offended when people don't understand. Well, they don't understand because they come on. Do you not understand that? So we say, I don't know why they, I can't understand why they don't see that. They not going to see it. Underline that word. They carnal, he wants the thing. They carnal. You understand what I'm saying? They can't see. Because the world can't wait. Wait. He said, I fed you with milk and not with meat. For how do you were not able to bear it, neither yet now you are able. For ye are yet come. Man, you need to read the whole chapter this week. Just read it over and over and over and over again and ask yourself the question. I know this ain't me. Amen. Because when it gets to the point where you can't worship, you're in trouble. When it gets to the point where you can't pray, you're in trouble. And it gets to the point, and it makes no difference how many members go to that church. I'd rather be a part of a church with five people that are going to do right and spiritual than with a membership of 400 or 500 that are hearing strange voices or doing strange things that can't be proven by the book. All right, Sharon, you got the mic. Come on.
Okay, I was just going to say that, the reason why is people don't understand that the world wants you to think that you can have a happy and peaceful life, but people don't realize it sometimes until it's too late. I mean, you can do those things, but it's limited to this life. When you look at scripture like Philippians 4:7, when it said that, you know, the peace of God that surpass all understanding,
mm-hmm.
will keep your heart and mind. You know, these things are going to take you on, you know, even unto death, you know. But if you look at scriptures like Luke 12, where the Bible told the man about the bonds, y'all fool,
mm-hmm.
your soul be quiet, didn't I? He had a good life up until then, you know, but when it's time to die, you know, and I think I said this before, these people, these millionaires, these stars, you know, they'll be all right if they didn't have to die. You know,
we'll all be all right.
When, you know, that's when it hits you. I mean, even Abraham, he told the rich man, he said, remember, in your life you had good things. You didn't have a bad life.
Mm-hmm.
And lives you had bad, now you're in torment. You see, people don't realize that you can have a good life here. You know, they got all kinds of commercials showing you people drinking and doing this and that. You know, you're having a good time, but they don't show you, you know, somebody dying, and that's the end of it. That's the end of that good time. But the peace that God's trying to give you, you can carry that on with you. And if people understood that, you know, it'd be about all.
Well, see, they can't understand that, Sean, because they've been blinded by the world. See, the world offers something to them that's appealing. Right? See, lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. See, they don't see what James, in James chapter 1, it said, when sin is finished, it brings forth death. See, now that death don't mean sometimes physical death, it that too. Sin will kill you. If you don't believe me, go out to the cemetery and ask the question. How many of y'all out here for cheating on your wife? How many people will respond? Got caught. Somebody blowed you away. Sin brings forth death. There's a lot of people walking around. You don't think nothing is wrong with them, but they're dead. Sin doesn't kill them. You understand what I'm saying? See, that's the danger. See, but the sad thing about you go to 2 Thessalonians 2, if you keep on playing with God, he'll send you a strong delusion to make you believe a lie. Do you know what that means? That means that if you want to repent, you can't repent. That bad. Amen. You can't even examine yourself no more. You can't do nothing no more. You damned to hell. But you know what the sad thing about it? You ever read Luke 16 and read the whole account of the rich man? And read what he went through at death. How he woke up in hell. How he cried. How he talked about this pain was in torment. But read it and then listen to the adjectives how the Holy Spirit described the account what this individual went to. Because he failed to understand. Now you think about all what we're saying here. Jesus said, well, that voice that you hear, it's not for me, but it's for you. But still, I sit here and reject it, and you sit here and reject it. I sit here and do what I want to do. You sit here and do what you want to do. That preacher on that pilot, Brother Edwin said, he said, well, y'all just go over there and do what y'all want to do and just leave us alone. Just leave us alone. Let us do what we want to do. We got liberty to do what we want to do. How you going to have liberty to sin? It don't mean that. But that's what he said. Now, this is a man going to stand up every Sunday and preach the gospel to people with that kind of spirit. And you wonder why people don't have understanding. See, so the point that I'm saying, until we, as you preach that sermon, Sean, Romans 12, be not conformed, until we have a transforming spirit to renew our mind. See, you just don't renew on Wednesdays and then miss Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and pick it back up on Sunday. You got to do it every day. So you just can't wait. You know why you can't wait? Because we don't know where death is. You know why we can't wait? Because we all have sin, folks. There's not a perfect person in here. We all have sin. We got sin problems, don't we? The only thing about sin, you just master sin. Don't go away. You just got it under control. It don't never go away. See, so what I'm saying is, if you read that and you understand that, And then you understand what Jesus said? Hey, the hour's come. Hey, that ain't for me, it's for you. But what good is it for you when you reject it? And don't accept it as to be the will of God. Read James sometime, James chapter 1, and read the account of what Jesus is talking about. So let's go back real quick to Matthew, John. Y'all with me? John 12. So Jesus plainly said, verse 30, Jesus answered and said, this voice came not because of me, not for your sake. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. Who the prince of this world is? Who that is? The devil. He said 2 Corinthians 4:3, 3 and 4, John 8:44. See? Prince of this world be cast out. And if I be lifted up from the earth, will do what? Draw all men unto me. Now look what he said. How God gonna draw all men unto him if we don't what? Follow him, serve him, follow him. See, he ain't gonna happen. See, it ain't gonna happen in relationship to understand what the will of God. Then verse 33, he said, this he said, signifying what death he should die. And the people answer him, we've heard out of the law that Christ abided forever, and how said thou, the Son of Man must be lifted up. Who is this Son of Man? Now, see, that's the reason why you need to know the 39, right? That's the reason why you need to know the 512, 517, right? So you can go back in prophecy and see. Anybody got a Bible and tell me where this is from? 34, where he talks about the people answering him, we heard out of the law that Christ abideth forever. And how sayest thou? Well, Isaiah 55:1, Isaiah 2:2, Isaiah 62:1-2, all talked about that, am I right? About Jesus coming, that the law was going to go forth out of Zion, amen? There's been in most scriptures that talked about Jesus coming, see, in relationship to redeeming mankind for the sins of the world. Then verse 35, and then Jesus said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Y'all do me a favor. I really don't want to do this yet. Light, right? Am I right? Now go back to John 1:1. All right? See, and then we're going to tie it into 1 John 1:9. Micah 4? Yeah. See? Okay. But look what it's about. See here in verse number 35, he said, did Jesus say unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. So Jesus here describes himself as being the what? Light. See, like he did over here in John 1:1, amen. Or tie that back in to 1 John 1:9. See, tie that back in to 1 John 1:9. And I want you to go there. Hold your spot there. Let's go to 1 John 1. And I want you to see what I'm talking about. Because the reason why is because, see, when we are glorified by his name, because we serve him and follow him, see, as Jesus is the light, we are the light. You hear what I'm saying? See, as Jesus is the light, we are the light. So when you go to 1 John chapter 1 and begin reading in verse 4, I want to read it all to you. He said, these things write me unto you that your joy might be what? Here you go, Sean. You're talking about this joy might be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declaring to you that God is what? Who is light? Jesus is the light. Matthew 5:13-14, we're supposed to let our light so shine before what? Men. And in him is no what? It's no carnality at all, am I right? See, you can't have light. See, you can't have light and follow something strange. Right? Am I right? God is light. Jesus is light. We're supposed to be the light of the world. Amen. Right? If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Look at verse 7. But if we walk in the light, can I read it this way? But if we walk in Jesus, is that right? Is that the same way? See, if we walk in God, am I right? If we walk in the Holy Spirit, am I right? Because they're all of one, am I right? See, you can't walk in the Holy Spirit and not have light. And not have God. Did I say that right? Because see, him is the only one we're going to do what? We're going to follow. Because we ain't going to follow no other. We don't hear no strange voices, amen. We're just going to follow what? Him. Am I right? See, we don't care what other churches do. You're going to do what you want to do. Am I right? We're going to follow the light, amen. Because in him is no darkness at what? Oh, am I right? Now watch what he says here. Y'all with me? See, but we walk in the light as he's in the light. See, watch it now. See, we have fellowship one with another. Let me tell you something. Ain't nowhere in the world you can be in the light and not love your brother. Amen. Am I right? Am I right? If I'm hurting, you hurting. Am I right? How in the world are you going to say you're in the light when you don't treat your brother right? Amen. Isn't that what he said? See, you can't be in the light and you won't speak to your brother. I go a little bit further. You can't be in the light and not be concerned about my spirituality. Amen. Because if I sin and you know I sin, it's your responsibility to go to me and me alone. If I hear you, you have gained the word. Why? Because we all heirs of God and joint heirs of Jesus Christ. Am I right? We are family. Am I right? Am I right? So that's that mindset. See, a lot of times people say, I ain't studying that. See, I can't go a little further with this thing. See, you can't say you in the light and then you say, well, I'm going to leave our part. I'm going to leave our part because I don't like what they're doing. See, you can't do that. It's just stay in the light. Because if we're wrong, am I right? See, you have not done your responsibility to restore your brother. Right or wrong? Now, you can't make nobody obey. That's the reason why 2 John said, see, come ye out from what? Now, if you taught them and then practice Matthew 18:15, see, if he hear you again, the brother, if not, go back and get another. If he hear you again, the brother, if not, see, now it's time to tell it to the church. Why? Because, see, we don't want no darkness to enter in, do we? Because, see, anytime we let darkness enter in, what's going to happen? We're going to lose our light. And when we lose our light, we might as well stay at home tonight.
That rhymed too, didn't it?
Y'all with me? Y'all understand what I'm saying? This thing ain't nothing to play with, if you understand it. See, you have fellowship one with another. It makes no difference where your brother in California, where your brother in East Africa. It makes no difference where your brother may be. 1 Corinthians 12:12 said we're one body with many members. Am I right? Whether universal or local. The church can be universal or local. See, it's local when we're set up by locale. But we're still a part of the universal church. That one church. Am I right? It makes no difference. See? And it can't be no cliques. It can't be no clacks. It can't be no attitudes. God is no respecter person. We should be no respecter person. I should love you just as much as I love you. It makes no difference. Because any time we have animosity or grudges, let me tell you something. Anytime husband and wife don't speak, you not realize you have lost light? He gonna apologize to me for her. Because see, the longer you stay out, you're in darkness. Because, see, you're not doing what the Bible tells you to do. To correct the problem, am I right? You're in conflict. You see that word we talked about in the marriage seminar? You're letting conflict cut you off. Anytime conflict, the sin, I call it sin. In the end, you lose life. Because, see, you're not in the light. Because you don't have fellowship one with the what? Y'all with me? See, and that's what Jesus is saying here. Said, the light is with you now. In the beginning was the light. See, the light is with you now. And in him there's no what? Darkness at all. Am I right? See, that's what he's saying there. But see, that's the reason why you got to be careful, brother. See, he said you got to serve me. See, you got to submit me. And when you do that, and when you follow me, then my Father will glorify you. He will honor you. See, he going to honor you when you do things by what? His authority. That's what he said. You know what I mean? When you can prove it. See, people say, what's wrong with them over there? People say, what's wrong with them folks over at Fair Paul? Well, come, let us study about it. If you want to know, don't ask somebody else. Come us. We got the answer. Am I right? Am I right? We just don't do these things just to be doing it. Do we? Am I right? See? I talked to a man the other day. He was talking about, I'm out of time, Bubba says. He said, I was out of time this Sunday. And he said, you know what the first Sunday? He said, that's when everybody come together. The whole church come together on the first Sunday. And we had to do the Lord's Supper. And I wasn't there to help them. And boy, they were really had a problem. I said, y'all sure did. Now, you did get something right when the whole church come together. They understood that. See, they understood that they come together once a month, right? Am I right? They cut the whole, see, people don't go to church all month, but they go on that first Sunday, won't they? I'm going to get my juice. You heard people say that before? Going to get the juice. Yeah, they say it all the time. But they won't go to church no more to the next first Sunday. They understand that, don't they? See, the whole church come together, don't they, to get that juice. I said, you did get some of it right. I said, go to Acts 27. He said, there you go again. I said, you brought it up. I didn't. Am I right? And I say it all the time. I mean, you know next week you're going to have a first day, don't you? And you know that we going to come together, right, to do 5 hours of worship, don't you? The whole church going to come together in one place, right, to do that, right? See? Now, I don't know what's going to keep you not there. I know I'm going to be here if I live, amen. Ain't nothing going to stop me from being here with the saints, amen, for that purpose, amen. Now, if you choose not to do it, it ain't my fault. See? Okay, next week we'll pick back up on verse number 35. Ain't that good?